using interstellar clouds to search for galactic pavatrons, gamma ray signatures from supernova remnants, by A.M.W. Mitchell et al. Interstellar clouds can act as target material for hadronic cosmic rays, gamma rays subsequently produced through inelastic proton-proton collisions and spatially associated with such clouds can provide a key indicator of efficient particle acceleration. However, even in the case that particle acceleration proceeds up to PeV energies, the system of accelerator and nearby target material must fulfill a specific set of conditions in order to produce a detectable gamma ray flux. In this study, we rigorously characterize the necessary properties of both cloud and accelerator. By using available supernova remnant, SNR, and interstellar cloud catalogs, we produce a ranked shortlist of the most promising target systems, those for which a detectable gamma ray flux is predicted, in the case that particles are accelerated to PeV energies in a nearby SNR. We discuss detection prospects for future facilities including CTA, LHA, ASO and SWGO, and compare our predictions with known gamma ray sources. The four interstellar clouds with the brightest predicted fluxes greater than 100 tera electron volts identified by this model are located at L, B, equals 16.97, 0.53, 341.34, 0.21, 336.92, minus 0.49, and 333.46, minus 0.31. These clouds are consistently bright under a range of model scenarios, including variation in the diffusion coefficient and particle spectrum. On average, a detectable gamma ray flux is more likely for more massive clouds, systems with lower separation distance between the SNR and cloud, and for slightly older SNRs. This was, using interstellar clouds to search for galactic pavatrons, gamma ray signatures from supernova remnants, by A.M.W. Mitchell et al.